Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening is our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda for this evening, Mr. Secretary?
No.
Nothing.
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as printed.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting, which was April the 20th, 2009.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is so carried. Mr. Burrell.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, for those here this evening with an interest in the Mount Air Farms case 10361, I don't want you to have any misconceptions, but there is not a public hearing tonight on that case. The public hearing was held several weeks ago. The record was closed. It's on the agenda as old business, which means that the only comments on that case tonight are going to be from people at this table. So if you're here expecting to speak on that, you're going to be disappointed because you're not going to have that option tonight. Okay. Sorry if you received bad information, but it didn't come from the county.
Okay. Thank you for that, Burrell.
We do have 15 public hearings this evening, and those new public hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda. Or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell.